Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
We had some big news earlier, Nige. The Turtle, Mitch McConnell.
Cocaine Mitch!
He's announced he's stepping down as the Senate Republican leader this November.
One of life's most underappreciated talents is to know when it's time to move on to life's next chapter. So I stand before you today, Mr. President, and my colleagues, to say this will be my last term as Republican leader of the Senate. I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. However, I'll complete my job my colleagues have given me until we select a new leader in November and they take the helm next January.
He's electric.
Oh, boy. Well, he's electric and he's old. He's 82 years old. He was born in 1942, for God's sake. So he's a multimillionaire. He's a career politician and the really just the anti-never Trump. I mean, really kind of the last wall against Trump's agenda.
Right.
In terms of MAGA. He is not the guy. He is as swampy as the swamp gets.
So, for those of you keeping score at home, McCarthy, gone. McDaniel, gone. McConnell, gone. To me, it looks like we all pulled this off. We retired the McFailures. Looks like we
made it. And by the way, not to mention the other losers. Kinzinger's gone. Romney's out of there. Liz Cheney. Go back a year or two, a few years with Paul Ryan. I like it.
So now the question becomes, who's next? Who's on the on-deck circle? Who's going to get the call to come up and be the Senate Republican leader? Now, we don't know if that's going to be the minority or the majority. Big election coming up. But some names that I've thrown out here. Now, you know me. I'm a sports betting guy. This is my big betting board. Imagine you've walked into your favorite casino in Vegas, whether it's Circa, whether it's, you know, the MGM Grand, and you see the big board of odds and bets. These are my favorites right now to replace Mitch McConnell. Tell me what you think.
Okay.
If he wants it, I think Ted Cruz is the clubhouse favorite, followed by Mike Lee, Rand Paul, and just to get a lady in the mix, Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee. That's my field right now. Okay. My favorite to win the whole thing, if you will, using March Madness terminology, is Ted Cruz. The question is, does he even want
it? Well, I would go out on a limb here. I don't think it's going out on a limb, actually, saying Thune. What's his name? Thune from South Dakota. He's the number two behind Mitch. There's also Cornyn out of Texas, who those guys... both have endorsed Donald Trump, but they're kind of McConnell-ish.
See, that's the thing. If Donald Trump wins, you want somebody that can work with Donald Trump to move his agenda. Yep. You don't want to have what happened last time where you've got a bunch of dudes trying to block what you want as the commander-in-chief. Yeah. So that's why I'm going with Cruz, Lee, I'd love to see Rand Paul, and then Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee. So that's my short field. Tweet at us. Let us know what you think at Hammer and Nigel.